The devotional for today, Wednesday, February 18th, 2015, was written by Dr. Helen Blyer and is brought to you by the Continuing Education at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. The devotion for today is based on Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. It's hard to read anything in Luke's account of the good news without risking a sense of social vertigo. The accepted order of things has been flipped upside down. Business as usual has been suspended in favor of a glimpse of God's reign. Animals bear witness first to the incarnation, Samaritans become social workers, and a tax collector surpasses a Pharisee on the holy meter? How utterly shocking and scandalous! The repentant pause we are called to during this purple season is more than just an internal audit of personal responsibility. Rather, Lent underscores what Luke's gospel challenges us to do and what the tax collector practices in particular. He repents. It is not just for personal behavior, but for participating in a way of life organized around taking advantage of people. Not just him, but the system, too. Now, I'm sure he had a family to feed, kids who needed to go to college, maybe payments to make on the family donkey. Don't we all? And it's not like he created the system or even wanted to take advantage of people day in, day out. After all, we all have to make a living, don't we? Don't we? There's the rub. We are called to repent even if we just participate in and benefit from unjust systems that we did not create. We aren't let off the hook. Echoing the prophets who came before him, Jesus reminds us again of our call to act kindly. Love justice and walk humbly with God. Friends, we've got a long road ahead of us. Let us pray. God, help us remember. Help us remember the dangers of self-righteousness, the myth of privilege earned, the brokenness of a world in which people are still oppressed. And help us remember your call to act kindly, love justly, and walk humbly with you. Without any of this, our worship is hollow and our lives meaningless. We ask this in the name of your crucified Son. Amen.